Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, "Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David grew stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker." 2 Samuel 3:1. This was inevitable for the simple reason that God fought for David. Yet at the same time, quote, "Abner was strengthening his hold on the house of Saul," 2 Samuel 3:6. And just as Saul allowed jealousy to undermine his relationship with David, so it was with his son Ishbosheth regarding Abner. An issue between them arose over Rizpah, a concubine of Saul. She will feature in another story, but here we're not told whether Abner was guilty of taking her or not. Nonetheless, when Ishbosheth made his accusation, quote, "Abner became very angry at the words of Ishbosheth," verse 8, "for questioning his loyalty to the house of Saul." But Abner seems to have already prepared a speech for this very occasion. Quote, "May God do so to Abner, and more also, if I do not do for David as the Lord has sworn to him, to transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul and set up the throne of David over Israel and over Judah from Dan to Beersheba," verses 9 and 10. Immediately, Abner made overtures to David, offering to switch sides and to, quote, "bring all Israel to you," verse 12. David was quick to agree, but insisted on a test of loyalty. Quote, "One thing I require of you, you shall not see my face unless you first bring Michal, Saul's daughter, when you come," verse 13. She had been given to another man, Paltiel, when David fled the palace. While David's shrewd move would link again Saul's house with his own, the grief of Paltiel, verse 16, reminds us of the river of tears that has flowed through the centuries, often caused by others' precipitous choices. What a glorious day when God wipes the last one away. Revelation 21, verse 4.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.